And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Wednesday, October 5th. And for all of you who are maybe looking at the Jewish calendar, you're saying, why is Jill working on Yom Kippur? I'm not. Mom, I'm not working. This is pre-recorded. I am not working. The auto reply is up. There will be no work on Wednesday. This is the holiest day of the year in the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement. Only one day is necessary, Mark, for me to cast off my sins for the whole year. See? It's very efficient. You know, you don't have to go every Sunday and do confession. Once a year, bang it out. You know, the one thing about having a day like this, and I told you this, Mark, that while I was on the bike ride, that like being cut off from your phone and your devices and the world, it's actually quite good for your soul. It really is. And I think that it is important for us to take these times as much as we can, because it does make it kind of just like makes you better at everything else. You just get a little bit more groundedness. I think that people could do a little bit more of that. Okay. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. And we do that by having you send us your questions. Go to jillonmoney.com, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact us button. That is what John did from Harrisburg. And I just want to say, John, I am very excited to talk to you because you've given me already in our pre-conversation, you have given me this idea that I'm going to have to figure out a way to get you wherever you want to go as quickly as possible. So give me the challenge. What is it that's on your mind?
Thank you just for your time and what you do and the service that you provide. I really appreciate your candidness and your intelligence. And I love when Mark sort of comes behind the curtain and gives his two cents too. It's nice to have another opinion there. Not that yep. Jill's opinion is not right all the time, but
no, it's definitely not. And he definitely corrects me many times. So it's good.
It's always good.
We are a good team. So tell me what's up.
I've been trying to do the right thing financially in life and everything. And what I've found is it's hard. It's hard to keep all the balls in the air. So, you know, working, having a family, making sure your kids are safe and bring them up properly, spending time with your spouse, paying bills, mowing the lawn, you know, making sure that the mailbox is straight, you know, just silly yeah. things, but it takes so much time. And then you add the financials and it's like, oh my gosh, okay, you got to bring in some income. You got to get the right job. You've got to save for retirement. How about 529s? What about taxes? What about, you know, what about medical? What about this? It's just so complicated. And you get into HSAs. What should I do with HSAs? Should I be saving there? There's so much complexity. And when you hear the financial people talk, it sounds so simple. But when you actually do it and go through life and try to keep everything in balance, it's hard. We took a not that we're very traditional people, but we just took a traditional role that my wife's going to stay at home and focus on the kids. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be the career guy and bring in the income. And there's some benefits there that she gets to focus. There's some downside too, that she loses some of her self in not working. And I have all the pressure to bring in the income and support everyone. And that adds to the stress too. Mm. You know, and sometimes I think about the single parents out there.
I know, it's like too much. Mark and I were just, talked to somebody. We're like, how do they do it? It's
how
amazing.
Do you do it? You know, people will rise to the occasion and you don't really know what you can do until you're put in those situations. But God, my heart goes out to those people that just don't have that support.
Okay, John, how old are you?
55.
How old is your wife?
55.
How old are your kids?
They're in their 20s. One is launched in a career first year. I think he's launched. The other one is finishing up college, undergrad, will be done in April.
Okay. Well, that's good. How much do you earn, John?
Me personally or your household?
Well, you said your wife doesn't work.
She works part-time now.
Okay. How much does she earn part-time?
15 grand.
Okay. And what about you?
335.
Here comes the hate mail. Okay. Hate. 335. How much are you putting into retirement? Are you maxing out?
I've got some unique things, I think, that I can't max out certain things because of the way our company is structured.
You're a highly compensated employee, as they say. How much money do you have in retirement right now? How about that?
In retirement, $1.3
million. And that's in a pre-tax retirement plan?
It's a combination of $600,000 401k, $600,000 traditional, which was some rollover also, and then there's like $115,000 in Roth.
Are you entitled to any pension?
No.
Okay. On this 335, you've got this great pile of money in retirement. Do you have non-retirement assets as well?
I do. I've
what
got
do you have?
$3 million in a brokerage account.
Do you do it yourself or do you have someone manage that for you?
No, I've done a good job messing that side of it up too.
So what do you mean? Say more about Ben messing that up.
You know, I've been investing for 25 plus years and I sort of don't know what I'm doing. So I sort of chase one thing and then say, oh, that fund's no good. Let me open up another fund.
Oh, you're that guy? That's awesome.
Dividends are interesting. Let me open up a dividend fund. Well, and then it's like this, last 10 years, it should all be index. And I'm like, okay, now I should be in index funds. Let's get into index funds. What about international? Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's get some international in there. How about small cap? So
you're highly suggestible. If I told you to take opium right now, you'd probably take it.
Well, only if you say it would do me some good.
Mark, let's crank up that opium den and let's see if we can get John to come help us out.
Let me reach out to my contacts in Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's just do a few more details here. You own your home, John?
Correct. Own it outright. It's worth about $650 and dropping daily.
No, don't be ridiculous. Are you going to stick around?
We're sticking around. We want to stick around the area, but we want to get out of the neighborhood where we raised our kids. So we want to go more remote, but that's, within a 10-mile radius. So of the $3 million brokerage, I've earmarked $200,000 in cash for the house, quote, downsize.
What are you talking about? Like, you wait a second. You're going to sell a $650, you're going to move slightly outside, and you're going to end up spending $850?
By the time you got moving costs, closing costs, realtor fees.
I mean, come on. Can't you just use whatever you sell? Here's the first rule. Whatever you sell, the proceeds, like use that for whatever the next house is. And that's it. That's your top end.
Unfortunately, in this world, in this area, it doesn't work because people are building these monster houses in these remote areas and there's no land. And to get something reasonable, even on the low end, it's going to cost, it's going to cost $750, $800.
Let's talk a little bit more about what do you actually need to spend? Like when you got $335,000, you've saved a bunch of money. Do you have money just in cash, just an emergency reserve fund, or is that a part of the brokerage?
Again, it's part of the brokerage, but there's always a rub to what I do. So in my industry, I never felt comfortable with my security of my job. So we've always kept a couple years of cash on hand. And in that case, we've always kept a couple $100,000 liquid. Not that we spend $100,000 a year. It's just, it was a round number that we were comfortable with.
Okay.
I added a couple $100,000 for the house and we put some in I-bonds. So I'm sitting on $560,000 in cash plus $40,000 in I-bonds right now.
When you say, so of the 3 million. Okay, good. That's fine. So when you look at your Social Security benefit at your full retirement age, which is probably 12 years from now, John, what is that benefit? Do you know?
Jill, I'm trying to be clear with you, but again, this goes back to my initial comments. This stuff is hard. It's hard to get straight answers. So on the Social Security statement, it says, at your current earnings rate, if you continue working until these ages, well, I don't want to work until those ages.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. You're not going to have to. Tell me what it says. Full retirement, the middle number, what is it?
$4,057 is $70. $3,268 is $67. $2,272 is $62.
All right. $3,300. Let's just, the way that Social Security works, it's not like you have to keep working. What they do is they say, if you were to tally up your 40 highest earning quarters, they come up with a benefit. It's not like you're going to, if you don't work for another 10 years, it's not like the number's going down. Okay. So don't worry about that. So you're telling me you think you need 10 grand a month to live on. Is that right?
No.
What do you think you really need? Our expenses
are tracking. We put them in a spreadsheet. I twist my wife's arm every month to do this, and she's been agreeing with me. $65,000 is the expenses without health care. And I'm anticipating if I go on ACA, maybe $20,000 to $25,000 in health care expenses to be conservative.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. So we're going to say 90 grand.
Yeah, and then add some taxes.
All right. So 90 grand net is probably what we're looking at. Would you work part-time? What if you could work part-time now? Could I get you to just like cover some of the moolah that you need? Can you do something part-time or not?
Yes, I can. If it's related to some of my sporting goods addictions, yes, I can do that.
Go work at like REI or something. Get your stuff for free.
Well, I like food and I like sporting goods. So I was thinking, you know, Trader Joe's or a REI because they offer benefits.
Exactly.
But again, I always have a rub, Jill.
Yeah.
So here's my rub. I envision me doing that. And I'm not a kind of guy that can leave anything undone. So, you know, I'm there and this needs to be done. So next thing I know, I'm working there 8 to 10 hours a day. And I'm going to look at my paycheck and I'm going to say, what the heck did I do?
You need a shrink for that, which I'm happy to do, but I'd be like your kick your ass shrink. Listen, here's what I want you to think about. Take a deep breath with me, please. You're in very good shape. Okay. You really are. You saved a boatload of money. You almost can't screw this up from this point. You almost can't. You really got this. You have plenty of money. Even if I took out of your 3 million, if I said, all right, it's really not 3 million. It's actually 2.6. All right. Because we're going to do the house and you like some security. That's fine. Your money will be able to create this income. I want to tell you what I think you really do need. I think you need an advisor. I really do. I think you're driving yourself crazy. I mean, you have a lot of freaking money, John. You have a lot of money. And for all of your anxiety and self-doubt, you and your wife have done an amazing job. You have, okay? The kids are almost done. Like this, got one more in college, you're done. This is what I think you should give yourself permission to do. First of all, you're fried. You're clearly fried. You need to take a break. You need to talk to your boss. You know, and we're not doing this second, but I'm just saying maybe next year, talk to your boss and say, I'm fried. I love you. You've been great to me. And maybe there's a question about whether you could do something consulting-ish for this company. Maybe not. Who knows? Before you have this conversation, you start looking around and you say, let me just get a fun job. Let me just do something, just something for fun. That's it. And you kind of plan that out. you're going to have to free up money to help pay for your bills. That's fine. But all of this is to say, you are the perfect type of person to hire a financial planner. You really are. Because you've got a pile of money. There's really nothing bad that's going to happen except what you do to yourself. But your emotional life, in retrospect, you look at this, you say, oh, I did this, I did terrible. I look at it, I'm like, you guys are amazing savers. I'm sorry you're driving yourself crazy, but you need help. You need help to manage it because it's too much. And so you don't just need someone to manage your money because that's dumb. You don't want to pay for that. You need a real financial planner who can help you weave together all of your needs and wants. And you're paying that person. I know that's a drag, but this is something you should absolutely consider. You need to get a human being to help you. You just need that. That's to me like the real takeaway from this whole conversation is you're in very good shape and you don't believe it.
I've spoken to an advisor. Again, there's always a rub. I've spoken to an advisor. I've paid an advisor and I got a lot of he wasn't the right person. So
okay,
I got to find
okay.
the right
that's
person.
Like, exactly.
How do you find the right person? Again, it's
you
not
ask Aunt
that
Jill.
Easy.
Yeah, you find Aunt Jill will help you. Okay, don't worry. We're going to help you out. But what I want you to understand is when you talk to an advisor, here's what they cannot solve for. They cannot solve for if you haven't saved enough money. You have saved enough money. You have. And you're willing to work. You're not saying, I'm never, ever going to work again. You don't have that mentality. You don't want to work like you are working right now. You want a next chapter. I get it. You want a next endeavor. I get it. And I hear how fried you are. But you have saved so much money that you have now bought yourself the ticket to being able to explore what that next chapter is. You really have.
Well, and I appreciate that. But there's part of me just wants to do nothing for a year. And I'd like to maybe do that and ease into something part-time.
Okay. So yeah, that sounds good to me. Do you have your estate documents done, John?
Yes, but there's a rub. Yes.
This guy should go work in a barbecue joint.
We've got
there's
them
always
done.
A we rub
got,
with you. Geez.
I know. I told you that we got them updated, but again, it's not that easy. Then you got to go back to your financial things and update all the records and
breathe with me.
I'm with you. I appreciate
okay.
it.
You're going to be okay. You're really going to be okay. Stay on this line. Mark and I will follow up with you. We're going to give you some names of folks to talk to. All
that
right. Really.
Great. I really,
then,
really appreciate it.
And then you're going to give yourself some permission. And, with the Fakakta house, of course, this has to be like an extra thing. There's your rub. No hate mail, please. John is just wrestling with himself right now. It's his own devil. If you knocked off, you know what's funny, Mark, is if you knock off a zero of everything, it's really the same struggle that so many people do have. Life is complicated. Financial matters are complicated. I get it. But, if the only thing we can do is like actually have a conversation with you guys and hold your hands and help you understand what position you're in and what choices you have, I think that's like a great use of everyone's time. So if you are struggling, whether you make $35,000 or $70,000 or $700,000, we all have little weird things that we're dealing with, okay? Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Now, this is actually part and parcel to my book. So if you go onto the website, you can pre-order my new book. It's called The Great Money Reset. And it is about stories like this, stories like John's, which really are about changing the way you work, changing your wealth, how to like use your wealth to make that change and how to change your life. That is the whole core. That's the thesis of the book. How can we use your money to help you change your life? And these are the kinds of things that many of you feel perhaps on the other side of a 30-something year career. Maybe it's on the other side of 2 years of COVID. And maybe it's just that you hit it big or hit it small, but you just don't like where you are. If you want to change, pre-order the new book. It's called The Great Money Reset. You can get it on our website, jillonmoney.com. Those who will pre-order will be entitled to a very exciting special event with me and Mark, which is exciting to both of us. Okay, that is it. That is the program. Please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.